of the machlokes in the Rama and Ramban over the course of the Pirush Al Torah, this is probably one of the most famous. It's incredibly rare to see. It's not usually it's a machlokas Ramban Al Torah with the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, which is a sefer of Machshava. Here it's a machlokas Ramban Al Torah with the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. It's very rare in the Rambam's halacha sefer to see him get involved in Parshanut, to see him get involved even for a line or two in like how to make sense of a story in Chumash, a story in Tanakh. Every once in a long while you'll see that. And one of the most famous instances is Parshat Vayishlach. And it's going to take a look at the Erev Halacha. The Erev Halacha itself is rare. It's not something we usually think about so much. But over the course of the way the Ramban deals with it, there's Halacha, there's Lav Musar, and there's also, we'll see as always, Ramban's signature sensitivity to the language, to working through the language and the content of the psukim and seeing how all the lamdas and all the machshava flows from that. So let's jump in. One of the central stories in Parsha Yishlach, of course, is the story of Shem. And, Chazal make the comment, Rashi quotes, Bikish Yaakov Leishiv Bashalva, Yaakov Avinu thought that now he's back from Lavan, back in Eretz Yisrael. He ran the gauntlet of having to meet Esav, and Baruch Hashem Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatzah B'Shalom, that one okay. And now he thought he's back in Eretz Yisrael, back home with the family, Bikish Yaakov Leishiv Bashalva, he thought everything was going to be calm, and that was not to be. The second thing that happens is the breakup between Yosef and the other brothers. The first thing that happens is Shechem. They camp out, as we know the story, they camp outside of the city of Shechem, and Dina is, Yaakov's daughter, is kidnapped and raped by the prince of Shechem. And then, as you know, the Psukim tell us that after he brutally rapes Dina, he then wants to legitimize himself. So the Hamor and Shechem, they come to Yaakov the family and say, oh, I want to marry her and let's negotiate. Let's have a peace treaty. It will be one big happy family. You'll marry us and we'll marry you. So, incredibly, frighteningly ironic way to handle a situation. The very opposite of saying, of apologizing, if apology was even something you could do in that case. The exact opposite. Oh, everything is great, let's be friends. Ki'ilu, nothing happened. And as you know, Yaakov Avinu's sons respond b'mirma. They respond b'mirma, which usually means with deceit, with trickery. And they say, oh, let's, you want to have an agreement, you want to have a peace agreement, sure. You have to undergo mila. We're not gonna intermarry with you unless you're nimolim. So they say, the leadership of the city of Shechem, Hamor and Shechem, they say, sure. They go back, everyone in town agrees. They all mal themselves. We know what the psukim say. B'yom ha'shlishi, b'yosam kovim. On day 3, post surgery, post mila, everyone's at the height of the pain, the height of the pain, the recuperation. Shimon and Levi show up and wipe out all the men in town. Take back Dina, who had been kidnapped and raped by Shem, and Yaakov Avinu says, "What are you doing? Achartem osi." You're besmirching us. How could you do this? What are you doing? And they respond to their father, Hachazona Yasu Yasu Zachosena. What, they're going to make our sister Dina into a Zona? Just walk away with her and like, treat her like garbage? Hayitach. And that's the end of the story. Or at least that's Act 1. That's the story itself. Where do you hear the aftermath? Where in Chumash does it get referred back to? Not so, just in a couple of weeks from now. Yes, exactly. Parshas Vayechi. And the brothers are getting brachas. Well, most of the brothers get brachas. But three of them don't really seem to get things that, at least at first blush, don't sound like such totally positive brachas. Right? And the Shimon and Levi get over the head from yet for decades later. Mamish, decades later. Yaakov Avinu says to them, what was that? Aru apam kiyaz, evrasim ki kashase, he curses their anger, he killed at the city. What's going on? So, we're going to, for now, skip the beginning of the Ramban. Let's jump into where the words get larger. V'rabim yishalu, eich asu b'nei Yaakov ha-tzadikim ha-masa az elish boch damnaki. You look at this paragraph in Chumash, you say, what's going on? This is Shimon and Levi we're talking about. There's two of the Shimon take up. Yaakov, it is true. The Gemara Pesachim does say that Yaakov had his suspicions to the very end, the famous Gemara Pesachim. He's on his deathbed and he wants to give the Megala the cates. I'll tell you what's going to be about Chesed Yamim, and then the Ruach HaKodesh is Mistalakas Hemenu, and he's worried, maybe one of some of my children are not on the right derech. Maybe Amy Tassir Shlema. That was a concern of his, but they reassure him, and he is reassured. No, Eva, he is Mitaso Shlema. All his sons were tzaddikim. So, what, mass murderers? Shimon and Levi? Mass murderers? How do you eat this? You make sense the center of this week's parsha. They massacred an entire town. How could it be? Bnei Yaakov at tzaddikim did this. Lishpoch damnaki. Innocent blood. The harav, heshev, harav, who's the rav? The rav. It's been pointed out, you know, contemporary times, when you say the Rav, so it depends where you're, what yeshiva you're in and how you pronounce that word. So here, if you say the Rav, it means Rabbi Yosher Ber. If you're in Brisk, in Yerushalayim, you say Rav, so you probably mean his uncle, Revelvel Salvechik. If you're in one yeshivot that's there and you say HaRav, you're probably referring to Rav Kook, Rav Yitzchak Kohen Kook. So when the Ramban said HaRav, apparently he meant the Rambam. Stam harav. The Rav said, how you know you're talking about the Rav? Because he says, the Sefer Shoftim. The Targum was just talking yesterday, right? We don't often think about Mishnah Torah separate Svarim, but the Rav does present it as 14 separate Svarim. In Sefer Shoftim, so the Rav talks about it. As a matter of fact, you could take a look up top. Hilchot Malachim Perak Tes Halacha Yudalid. This is where you find the halachas of the Sheva Mitzvah Beinach. Where would Sheva Mitzvah Beinach appear in Mishnah Torah? It's the second to last topic in the whole Sefer, in the whole Mishnah Torah. The last topic, the last section of Shoftim is Hilchos Malachim, which is mostly about Jewish kings and the laws of war and the laws of government, the rules of government. But the very last two prakim of the entire work are about the ultimate Melech HaMashiach, that's prakim Yudalef Yudbeis, and the previous two prakim, Tes and Yud, are about Mitzvahs Beinach. So here, the end of Perek Tes, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halach Yadal, Raman writes, the Ketzah Mitzvahs Me'aladinim. So he says, Hashem Mitzvahs Beinach, we know from the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Nuns, you want to remember where it is? It's a sugi, it's like Nun Vav to Nun Tes or so. So it's centered around Daf Nun Ches, Noach. Up to Mnemonic, to remember where you're going to find it. Hashem Mitzvahs Beinach, our Sanhedrin, Daf Noach, and before and after. If you take a look there, we know there's Hashem Mitzvahs Beinach. One of them is dinim. So what's dinim? So the Rambam says, "Hayavin lahoshiv dayan v'shoftim b'chol plach uplach lodun b'sheish mitzvos elu." Dinim means you have six other mitzvos, six other isurim, Eiver Menachai, and Birkas Hashem, and Avodah Zarah, and murder, and Gilai Rayos, Gezel. So and then the mitzvah seven dinim. So the Rambam says it's to have a court system that enforces the other six mitzvahs. To have a court system, it's not just an abstract, you actually have to make sure you have a system for compliance with the rest of the mitzvahs. To teach people, to remind people, to exhort people, you have to follow the Shemitz Benoach, the other six, and to judge people if they don't. There is a chi of mitzvah, a capital punishment for any of these Shemitz mitzvahs, including dinim. He wants to see how the Rambam deals with same shot in the parasha and chumash, the Mishnah Torah is in a line. And that's why all the members of Shem are chayv misa. What are Shimon and Levi doing? Sharei Shem gozal v'heim ra'u v'yadu v'lo danuhu. Rambam says Shem was chayv misa because of gezel. He kidnapped Dina. As other Rishon, the Chidush Aran, I think the Meiri point down on the other side of the page, it wasn't necessarily arayos. She was a single woman. But it wasn't a ver shem adam lamakom. There was a ver shem adam lachaver because it was not consensual, and therefore that was a ver shem adam lachaver. It was an incredibly severe form of gezel, to rape her, to kidnap her, rachman l'tzlan, shalom edam. So he was chayiv misa for that act, those acts, and everyone else was chayiv misa, Ram says, because you were bystanders. You saw it happen, you did nothing. There was an abuse of power going on. And no one said boo. So what did they do? They didn't do gezel. but they violate dinim. That's the mitzvah of dinim, Rambam says. The mitzvah of dinim is to enforce the other shesh mitzvahs. Here's a flagrant violation. It's not like he was hiding, like no one knew. Everyone knew what was going on. No one said boo. Chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa for gezel, they're chayiv misa for dinim. That's what the Rambam says. And that's what the Ramban quotes. So in the very next paragraph, the Ein Dvarim Halalu, Nechonu Ve'en, Ramban says, that's very difficult pshat. That's a very difficult pshat. Really? They're chayiv misa because of dinim? He says, number one, Imkein HaYakovinu, think about how the story plays out. Shimon and Levi go, right. They come back and Yaakov critiques them. According to the Rambam, they did the right thing. He should have done it himself. This is such a mitzvah. They're all chayiv misa. So Yaakov should have been leading the charge. He had to wait for his children. And maybe he was scared. In theory, he should do it, but he was frightened. The Arar Apam Achar Kamazmanim. He curses their anger, and it's after Kama's mind, after decades. It's, and you know, whether Ramban probably, if you're the diak of it, is he's saying, Arar Apam, which is the language in Vayechi, by the Brachas, Arar Apam, Kiyaz Ve'Versam Kikashasa. Maybe he could have said, you know, maybe he was saying, you know, it wasn't smart, it wasn't wise, you could have gotten killed. That was foolhardy, it was dangerous, what were you doing? But then you wouldn't curse their anger. It sounds like what they did was fundamentally wrong. Inappropriate violence. Rami says that was a din. If Anah shows some, he punishes them in the brachas. Chilkam v'hefitzam. Achalkein b'Yaakov afitzein b'Yisrael. The Pesukim v'Parshas Vayechi. So Ramban says, if you look at the Pesukim v'Vayechi, it does not sound like what they did was mutter. V'halohem zachu v'osu mitzvah. Ubatru be'elokim v'hitzilam. Rabban says, according to the Rambam, 3 points in a row. Again, b'mesek l'shono, very, very subtle, k'darko b'kodesh. Rabban lays out 3 points. He says, according to the Rambam, A, they did a mitzvah, the mitzvah of giving misa to one who, the proper chi of misa. Number two, they showed bitachon. They were doing the right thing, and they were willing to do it even though it was somewhat risky. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka saved them. So, the whole picture doesn't, it's too good, according to Rambam. According to Rambam, everything is hunky-dory. So then why is Yaakov, that Yaakov's response doesn't line up? So you look at the Chiddush Aran. Chiddush Aran is on. We'll take a peek. We won't look inside now. It's a long Chiddush Aran. But if you, it's kedai to take a peek afterwards, at least the last 8 lines or so, from the Chen Kos of HaRambam. So he points at the Chiddush Aran, Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, there aren't that many Rishonim. Most of the standard Chachmei Sfarad that we learn in most Masechtas, Arash, Bar, Ritzah, Ramban, so you don't really have that on Sanhedrin. So the Chiddush Aran becomes very, very important. And the Chiddush Aran is, many of Achronim have pointed out, is much more geschmack on Sanhedrin than on most Masechtas. Hard to know whether it's like a different style or just Chiddush Aran always quotes early Rishonim. So if you have a Rashba and a Ritzvah, if you look in the Aran, I saw that already. But here, you don't have so many others. So you look in the Chiddush Aran, everything is a Chiddush. He learns Sanhedrin with the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran in the Sugya, Daf and Vav. So he says a third kasha. He says the whole notion besides the Ramban is bothered by in the Psukim. Because that's where Ramban is coming from. In the language of the Psukim, here in Vayishlach and later in Vayichi, it doesn't seem to line up with the Rambam's approach that everything they did was Kahalacha. Chiddush Aran comes mitzad adin. He says, how could it be that I understand that Shechem is Chayiv Misa for what he did? He was a wanton criminal. A wanton violent criminal. Shalom Eda. But the Anshei Shechem, Chiddush Aran says, Anshei Shechem, dinim? Is that even? Are you liable for that? He says, I don't understand. Abuse of power, they were all scared of Shechem. He was the leader of the city. I mean, you want to have a judicial system, the mitzvah is to have a judicial system that administers justice. But he was the one who was in charge. It wasn't democratic situation. There was no way to bring him to justice. They were probably scared of him. Chiddush Aran says, yeah, you look throughout, maybe it's Kedai to see a line, Chiddush Aran, the bottom of the second page. Four lines for the bottom. Va'od Kalashali. He, the Chiddush Aran was a great grand Talmud of the Ramban. He's in the base Midrash of Ramban. So he quotes, without quoting by name, he quotes a lot of Ramban's points. And then he says, O Kashali, Habimakam Shem, Afshir Shahaya Sham Dayanin. Maybe there were courts, but Lefi Shahaya Shem Ben Hamor Adon Aleim, he had hegemony. He was in charge. He was the prince of the man named Shem was the prince of the town of Shem. So Layachul Lashafto, Kemosha Matsina Bakama Nachachme, in the footnotes, in the Masada Rukh version, it should be Malche Yisrael. There were many Malachi, you learn your Sefer from Malachim, one after another after another. Every single one of the Malachi Yisrael were evil, vile people. They're all of Devodah Zarah. Many of them were murderers. And no one ever brought them to justice because you couldn't, because you would get your head handed to you. So the Chiddush Aran says, how could you say that the people of Shem were Chayiv Misa because they violated Dinim? Who said they had even the capacity to do anything about it? Maybe they would have loved to stop him. You see how he treated Dina? Imagine how he treated the people in his own city. He was probably a vile person with many people that he met. They couldn't do anything because he was in charge and he had all the power. So what's going on? So the Rambam says, they're all Chayiv Misa, Hayitachin. So if you look, the Meiri on the Sugya does quote, there's a second approach, maybe in a Hanami. It was wrong. Shimon and Levi were wrong, and the people were not, Shem was Chayiv Misa, but the other people weren't Chayiv Misa, and Taka, they were murderers. The Meiri quotes a word Rishonim who said that, he's not very happy about that. Option number two. Clearly, Shimon and Levi did something wrong, it's inescapable in Parshas Vayechi, but we don't usually assume that Shimon and Levi were mass murderers. So it has to be an in-between position. The Rambam is saying, everything Shimon and Levi did was Kalacha. And then the Meiri quotes, what's the language? Meiri has nicknames. He never quotes Rishonim by name, but he has nicknames for each one. So he says, Ktsas Kedoli Hadoros say, what they did was mamish murder. And that's also on the other extreme. So Rabban doesn't quote the second approach. Rabban says, a middle approach. Take a look. The Amaskal of Al Daiti. Rabban says something intriguing. He says, this can't be dinim. It can't be that everyone was Chayiv Misa because of dinim. The Chiddush Aran said they weren't Chayiv Misa because of dinim. He said, they're all Chayiv Misa because of dinim. So then, what did they do wrong? The Chiddush Aran said, maybe they weren't Chayiv Misa because of dinim, because they were anusim, because the people in town had no power. Ramban says, I don't think that's what dinim means. Take a listen. The Al Daiti, the dear Maskel of the Al Daiti. Hadinim Shamanul of Noach, the Shavim Mitzvah Shalhem, Einam Lahoshiv Dayanim Bechol Plach Uplach Bilvad. There's an early true Sachronim discusses this Ramban. Ramban says, the Rambam said the whole, and this is the way, if you learn Shavim Mitzvah Noach in the past, you're learning Sanhedrin in camp or something like that, you came across the Sigya. So typically, when someone was defining for you Shavim Mitzvah Noach, you probably heard the Rambam's definition of Dinim. A Dinim means, to adjudicate all the other six. Ramban says, That's not him and the nail there. That's the Rambam. I don't agree. Al Daiti, I think, Hadinim Shemanul of Neinoch, B'sheva Mitzvah Shalahem, he says something shocking. Enam lo shodan b'chol plach b'ach b'vad. It's not just to have a court system. Tziva osam b'dine geneva v'ona'a v'oshek. Dina means that they are commanding all the halachos of geneva, theft, of ona'a, of overcharging, underpaying, oshek, is withholding money that you owe. Schar sachir is paying your workers, taking care of your employees. Dine hashomrim, shamachim, shamar sachar, shoel, socher. That's so far five areas of choshen mishpat. Wow. Ones, mefata, avos nezikin. Now we're getting into comfortable territory for those who are learning about Vakam recently. Avos nezikin, chovel bachavero, malda velove. The halachas of loans, mekdina mekachomemkar, halachas of kinyanim, v'chayotzei bahem. And everything, he recorded like around 10 areas of halacha of choshen mishpat. And whatever I didn't mention, all the rest. Dina means choshen mishpat. Dina means bava kama, bava mesiyah, bava basra. Now, you're looking at this and you're saying, well, which set? You have to have law about all these things. Whose law? English common law? Justinian Roman law? New Jersey state law? Ke'inyin hadinim shenitztavu Yisrael. Got that? Like the dinim that the Jews are commanded in. What does that mean? We're commanded. That's Parshas Mishpatim. Plus. Bava Kam, Bava Sin, Bava Basra. Wow. So it sounds like some Acharon read the Rabbana saying that the mitzvah of dinim means that B'nai Noach are mitzvim in all of Jewish Choshe Mishpat. Which is... They have to follow every ketzos? They have to follow every nesivus and chayshe mishpat? No, it's like shocking. Every developed legal system will have something to say about all these topics. Any developed legal system in an economically functioning society is going to have rules about how you handle loans. It's going to have rules about how you handle transactions. It's going to have rules about how you handle torts, which is the English word for nizikin. I drive into you, I smash up your, I slash your tires, I break your window, we get into a car accident, what happens? V'chulu v'chulu. Every legal system you have to have a way of dealing with, guys get into a fist fight, so what happens afterwards? Every legal system can have what to say about these topics. The question is Ramban just saying, you have to have a legal system that addresses these issues? Ke'inyin shenitztavu hadinin shistav Yisrael. Like the dinim that Kalal Yisrael are mitzuvin, meaning we have a system of halacha about these, so they have to have their own reasonable system, whatever it may be. That's how some read the Ramban. You have to have a well-developed legal system that talks about all the eventualities, all the cases. And the other Acharonim would say, no, it means mamish, like they have to follow all of Kenyan Dim Shavitah, means the same rules that we have. Not just having rules, having their rules about what we have rules about, but mamish, our rules. So that the some Acharonim do read the Ramban that way, which is, again, a little shocking. It's hard to imagine, but they mamish mechiv to follow if it exists in the Sivas. So if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes a tshuva, or Moshe Feinstein writes a tshuva about how you deal with commercial loans, so all of a sudden we expect the State Supreme Court in Minnesota to be following Rav Moshe Feinstein's latest tshuvas. Right, it's a little surprising.
Do you think you do that?
So some Achronim do read the Ramban as saying this. And others say, no, the Ramban means halacha addresses all these issues. So you, b'nei Noach, or mechuyav to have some functioning, reasonable legal system that addresses all these issues. So they can have their own halach. But and then he goes on to say, and then take question a second, v'neheragalei, but by the way, so if they violate these dinim, what happens? V'neheragalei, im gana v'ashak o'ona sopita bidr shalchadei, o'sha hidla gedisho v'chabava v'chayotzeben. All those cases are familiar to us from Mishnayos. So under Hilchus B'nai Yisrael, most of those things are chi of mamon. But because in Hilchus B'nai Noach, there are very few mitzvahs, whatever mitzvahs there are, those seven mitzvahs are azharasan, zuhi, misasan. They're all capital crimes. The Ramban says what's going to emerge is if you violate commercial law, you're chayiv misa. Wow. And then the mitzvah also includes sheyoshivu dayanim gam b'chol ir v'ir ki Yisrael. As the Jewish people have such a mitzvah based on Pesukim and Shoftim, they have a mitzvah to have a thorough network of courts to adjudicate cases. And also came in Eragin, but the chi of misa, he knows the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam that dinim, that having a court system is part of dinim, but unlike the Rambam who said that's all the dinim is, just having a court system, I say that's a mitzvah saseh, to have a court system. Shoftim, shoftim, tenecha v'sharecha. But azhar rasan, zui misasan, azhar means a lav. You only get misa if you violate a lav. And he says, lo tikari azhar ela haminiya belav. I tried to be talking yesterday about the terms in Chumash that make a lav. Lo, al, yisham, pen. So you only get misa if it's a lav. So the Ramban says, it's true that dinim includes having a legal system. But Ramban says, but not having a legal system is a violation of the mitzvah say part of dinim. It wouldn't be a chiyuv misa. But the Gemara says it's a chiyuv misa for dinim. Yes, says Ramban, it's because there's another part of dinim, which is having all the rules of Choshe Mishpat, of Bava Kam, Bava Tzil, Bava Basra, and those, under the regime of mitzvahs B'nai Noach, have a chiyuv means capital punishment attached to it. If a capital punishment attached to it, that is what the Ramban says, which again is shocking, a little shocking. If he means mamash, they have to keep the exact same halachas that we have, it just seems so surprising. If it means they just have to have a legal system, so then that's really part of Geneva, probably. That's Gezel. They have a Chiyuv Gezel. They have to have rules to define what's considered Gezel. When is it mine, when is it yours? If it's yours because of Malva Velova, it's yours because of Chovel, whatever it is. So if I owe you money, I don't pay back, that's going to be Gezel. But so it's interesting. The Chidush Sharan has his own twist. Again, as I said before, he's by me basement Joshua Ramban. He agrees with the Ramban that there's a mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say, that dinim is not just having a court like the Rambam says, but there's also Isurim. He says it's not the Isurim aren't all of Chosha Mishpa, but he says the Isurim are the Isurim of Dinim. If Dinim is to have a courts, then the Isurim of Dinim are you having a Chumash. You're not allowed to be a dishonest judge. You're not allowed to be corrupt in the way you judge. You can't throw things because you like this, rule in his favor because you like him, rule in his favor because he gave you money, accepting bribes, the Chidush Ran says, but agrees with the Ramban fundamentally that there's both an asay and a lav in dinim. Again, they Ramban and Ran disagree. What is the lav? Is the lav all of Choshen Mishpat, or is the lav not to be a corrupt judge? But either way, Ramban says this demolishes the Rambam. The Rambam said, again, it all comes back to Pesukim and Chumash. We're trying to figure out what's going on Anshei Shechem. Such an enigmatic passage. Oh, I didn't make sense of it. So the Rambam said, they were Chayiv Misa because of Dinam. They didn't judge the case. They let things slide. Chayiv Misa. So Ramban says, number one, Chayiv Misa. If they were Chayiv Misa, so then they did the right thing. Shimon Levi did the right thing. Right? And number two, and then Yaakov doesn't seem to think they did the right thing. Number two, he says, I don't think that's a Chiyav Misa. The Chiyav Misa is on the lav. So if they violated some of the lav, but they some b'sheva al tasa, they passively didn't judge Shem, even if they should have, where is the Chiyav Misa? So what's going on? But we demolished the Ramba, but now we're back to square one. What's Taka Pshat in the Pesukim? You got a question?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Does a Jewish judge need to take Jewish halakha into account if he's in a secular court?
The Jewish judge have to take Jewish law into account in a secular court, bepashtus not. Even in the part of the complexity is, and this is not for now, this is take as far afield. Even in a Beis Din, when you come to when two parties in a modern society come to a Beis Din, so the you mechuyev to go if two Jews have the Torah, the mechuyev to go to Beis Din, not to go to secular court. In the vast majority of cases, unless one of them refuses to come to Beis Din, but the first resort has to be Beis Din. But Beis Din actually is going to take into account secular law, which sounds funny. That's because halacha recognizes minhag ha-medina. So in a society in which Jews and non-Jews operate commercially together, so local law tends to define minhag ha-medina, minhag ha-sochem. So very often, for both a minhag ha-medina perspective and from a dina machus ha-dina perspective. So ironically, very often what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to go to Dayanim, to a Beis Din, who may issue a Din Torah in large part based on local law. It's funny.
Is there a reversal?
I don't think so. If two Jews come to a Jewish judge who's sitting on a secular court, somehow we should try to convince them that what they're supposed to do is go to a Beis Din. Which ironically will then be done with Fidim of Chusadina. No, then for sure not. There's nothing to talk about. Then he's. It's a good shaila. If you want to become a judge, you should ask. You got to sit down. Every industry has its own shailas. If you're a dermatologist, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how not to destroy tsaras. A lot. It's a rare love. Right? If you're a doctor in general, you're plenty of shailas that are medical in nature. If you're a lawyer, there'll be shilas that are legal in nature. Every industry is going to have its own shilas. That's one of the issues you have to work through if you want to go into judgeship. Is what are you going to do when two Jews come to? that's complex. But if a Jew and a non-Jew, then for sure you can use the local law.
You could throw it out. Like you could say, I'm not judging over this case.
You have to figure out how you would finesse the situation. Yeah. So let's come back here. So Lamaisa, we're looking at the story of Shechem. The story of Shechem is Pilate Ploim. Pilate Ploim, what's going on? Are Shimon and Levi murderers? So Rambam said, so Rambam quoted some Shimon said yes. That's hard to imagine. On the other extreme, the Rambam said everything was Kalacha. Also hard to imagine. Both because the Ramban thinks and the Rambam thinks it's not Kalacha. That's not where you chayv misan dinim. And if everything is kalacha, then why are they being so severely critiqued by their father, cursed after decades? So my yivakish mehen harav chiyuv. The second to last paragraph on the page. Now the Ramban says, the truth is, the Rambam is trying to solve a problem that doesn't even need solving. The Rambam is so worried, what's going to be, how are they chayv, how could it be that the Bnei Shechem are Chayiv Misa? How could it be they killed him? Must be the Chayiv Misa for Dinim. He says, you know, the truth is, we have to deal with how you understand Yaakov's response. But in terms of how it wasn't Ritzicha, they were Chayiv Misa, he's like, why is the Rambam even working so hard? I just explained to the Rambam that that's not the in which you're Chayiv Misa. He says, but you want to know why they're Chayiv Misa? My Yivakash Mehen Rav Chiyuv. What's the issue? The Anshe Shechem v'chol Ashiv Amim lo ovde avodah zara megala rais osim kol tavos Hashem hayu. They were definitely chai. They had definitely violated many, many, many of the Shemitz Bein Noach. Ramban says, hey, we have to start with dinim. Forget about this episode. They were chai misa for the past anyhow. Hakasuv tover helim bekal makomus. The psukim are so clear. The Kanani culture was so steeped in so many averus. Alahar haroma gvoz taska es ranan psukim in re'ei that the avodah zara that was universal. Lo tilmad laso, don't learn, don't do what they do. And begila arayus the psukim talk on milu chumash vayikra. It's called toivose elasu. Pasuk says that the Kananim were steeped in gila arayus. He says, "You want to know why they were they chayv misa? Who needs to get involved in how you define dina? They were chayv misa for avodah zara. They were chayv misa for gilai rayos. Elish ena davar masul Yaakov uvanav lasim ena din. It's just that we didn't necessarily expect that Yaakov and his children would be the ones who would be adjudicated. And here we finally get to the Ramban's ultimate point. He says, you're trying to figure out what's going on in the psukim. On the one hand, we assume they're not murderers. On the other hand, it seems like what they did was 100% kosher." Rabban says, "Acharei kachlo." After he has his whole chiddush about dinim against the Rambam, he says, "Come on, that's not the issue. They're chayv. Of course, they're chayv misa. They're chayv misa for countless other acts of avodah zara and gilai rayos. Aval inyan Shechem. You know what's going on here. And bechalal, how do we make sense? This is where you could feel that he's leading us towards a middle ground. It wasn't." They were technically chayv misa, but still something wrong. He says, "Bnei Yaakov, b'avur shayu anshei Shechem rishayim, v'damam chashuv lehem kamayim." It's true that people of Shechem were all rishon. They were all avodah zara, megalei arayos. Technically chayv misa. Ratzu lehina kem mehem becherev nokemes. So Shimon and Levi said, "Look, technically they're chayv misa anyways. Technically, it's not murder to kill them. They're all on death row." What was Shimon and Levi's motivation? Not kill them because they're over the avodah zara, not kill them because they're megalei arayos, but kill them because nekama, for what they took our sister. So Shimon and Levi wants to get back at them. Ahargu ha-melech, v'chol anshi yiru ke'avadavim. Their real beef was with the melech and the prince. They were mamash, the criminals. And the whole city was, they were all essentially, exactly, serfs. Ramban speaking in his medieval language, they're all serfs of the king. V'sarmel mashmato, they just follow instructions. The ein habrit, so what's, the ein habrit, so number one, Ramban is saying, there's something much more subtle. Again, that's the middle approach. It wasn't, they were takachai of misa, but the way they implemented it was, this is not kosher of yashar. Why? Number one, the motivation was not, oh, they're chayv misa because of avodah zara. The motivation was cherev no kemes. I'm sorry? Oh, okay, good. There was no judicial process. And it was pretty clearly, which I guess is also a simon, this was cherev no kemes. And then he says, not only was this driven by a desire for nekama, You just signed a peace treaty with them a few days ago. And now you're just totally ignoring it. So he says, the sons of Yaakov said, that bris is meaningless because the people of Shechem weren't really in. They were just trying, they just had to listen to the king and the prince. But Yaakov, Amalan, Bekan, have you besakana? You endangered us. That's not smart. Achartem osi lahavi sheni. You're making me smelly. You're making me rotten in the eyes of all the other Canaanite tribes. They're going to come after us. V'sham ar apam ki'oz ki'asu chamas anshi ha'ir. And so what's going on later in Vayechi? So he says, in Vayishlach, Yaakov says to them, that was so imprudent. That was so not smart. We're in danger. We're a small group of people. Technically, were they chayiv misa? Yes. Was it the right thing? Was it the smart thing to do? Or were they going to be massacred by the other Canaanim? And then, that's in Vayishlach. In Vayechi, or Apam Kiyad, what's the discussion decades later? It was Chamas Lan She'ir. It wasn't right. We had a mamad with them. We had a meeting. We gave our word. Maybe we shouldn't have given our word, but we did. And he says, maybe the Taka would have done tshuva. Now here Ramban has his final point. He says, number one, it was so risky. Everything okay? Kasha? It was so risky. Number two, it was a lack of integrity. You gave your word. Maybe you shouldn't have given a word. But Lamaisu, earlier that week, you gave your word. And now you're killing them all. So he says, and number three, it's true they were chayiv misa for their prior violations of Avodah Zarah and Gilroyes, but look, they all underwent the Mila, so maybe they're talking to Mitshuva. Maybe they're talking to Mitshuva. They did all undergo Mila. So we're not sure if it was real or not. Okay. Suffolk. Kill people. Suffolk.
Anyway, you can kill people
in English. Kill people is a Suffolk. In the very beginning, the Ramban develops some more at the beginning, the opening lines. He says, brothers, we're talking. It looks like what he says at the beginning. He says, Yaakov was there. How do you even understand the beginning of the story? Yaakov is there. They come to Yaakov. Shechem, at the beginning of the story, Shechem ben Hamor kidnaps Dina, rapes Dina, and then shows up, puts on his best tie and a fancy suit, and makes pretend that he's a civilized person, and comes to have a diplomatic meeting with Yaakov. Right, let's have a peace treaty. I want to marry your daughter legitimately, and you'll marry into us, we'll marry into you. Yaakov doesn't say anything. So, yeah, Rabban says, yep. Out of covet for Yaakov, why should you have to talk to such a vile lowlife like Shechem, Hamor? So the brothers say, Ta, we'll take care of this. You don't have to dirty yourself to speak to these people. He says, Rabban says, but Yaakov is there when they tell him. They told him, Bimirma. They said, why are you mauling her? So what's going on? So that's what Ramban says. Ramban says, you know, they had this trick in mind that they were going to, they probably didn't think that they would even, this is number one, they thought that was like a, you make an offer negotiation, that the other side would definitely, a condition, the other side would definitely not take. It could be they didn't dream. Obviously, they figured, we'll say you have to all do Mila, that'll be a deal breaker. Shine. Right, that was the end of negotiation. Yeah, that'll just stop the whole conversation. They get sideswiped. They get blindsided. They say, okay, sure, no problem. Let's go back and talk to our people. They said, done. We all did a Mila. Then Rabban says further, yes, Yaakov was in on it. And maybe they did think, if it works, we'll be able to go back in. They'll all be weak and recuperate. We'll go back in and we'll take Dina. Maybe Shechem and Hamor chayiv misa, although as Ramban says at the end, you know, from a perspective of risk exposure, it probably wasn't very smart and safe to do it. But okay, maybe to kill Shechem and Hamor, they're taka chayiv misa, what the heinous crime they did. Kidnapping, rape. But Shimon and Levi, went all the way. They didn't just retrieve Dina. They didn't even just retrieve Dina and punish the criminals. They retrieved Dina and massacred the whole town. Maybe Takashem and Chamor Chayv Misa. They were mamash criminals, as Rambam says. Gezel. But so that's Rambam pieces together the story. Yes, Yaakov is there at the beginning. And yes, Yaakov didn't say boo when they made, and the Torah does say it was b'mirma. There was some sort of angle. Either the angle was just they thought that Shem would say it's a deal stopper, or not interested in Mila, or they thought, okay, this is a device to legitimately retrieve Dina. We want to get Dina back. We have to save Dina. How are we going to do it? If you all make a bris, and then in a couple days from now, we can walk into Shechem, we can march into Shechem, and no one will stop us when we retrieve our sister. Maybe even we can march into Shechem, and no one will stop us when we punish the criminals. But Shimon and Levi took 10 steps beyond. Shimon and Levi wiped out the whole town. And Yaakov says that was terrible. And again, not like, why was it terrible? Again, not like the Yesh Omrim and the Meiri that Taka was, there was utter Shvichas Damim, there was absolute murder. No. On the other hand, not like the Rambam who says, Hester Gomer. The Rambam says, yeah, Hester Gomer in the sense of, it was a violation, they were Chayv Misa V'Shem Mizbei Noach, whether it was Dinim like the Rambam or B'chol. About Zohar Gilruis in the past, but what about this episode? Rambam says, "Why Chayv Misa for this?" So it wasn't. It was out of place. It wasn't wide from a safety perspective. And he says it was a lack. And maybe they're talking. We're doing tshuva for the past, and it's a lack of integrity. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. When you look at this story, you say, "So, what's the lesson for Klal Yisrael?" So as I mentioned, the beginning of Parsha Yishlach. Then character in Yaakov and Esav has a lot to say about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us in situations, adversarial situations, where we're encountering anti-Semites. And the center of the parsha, according to Ramban, if you now look back at the parsha and say, so what comes out of this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects not only the letter of the law, but there's one larger message from Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, technically there were Chayiv Misa, so it's all okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects the Klal Yisrael more than just technically it was all okay. What was the flavor? What was the intent? What was your kavana? And is there an issue of larger integrity? You gave your word. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what, and for this, Yaakov Avinu critiques the brothers decades and decades later. You acted out of anger, and maybe you meant well, but you acted out of anger, and you didn't make smart decisions. You endangered yourself, you endangered your family, and you endangered Kiddush Hashem. Because you were acting in a way that was a lack of integrity, and that was a terrible chilul Hashem. And those are the expectations that Kadosh Baruch Hu has of us, even when the people that we're interacting with are not holding themselves to anywhere near the same standard whatsoever. Shechem and Chamar, Kiddush Hashem, it's not the discussion. But we can't sink to their level. We have to be safe, and we have to protect ourselves. And it was, as Rabban says, it was totally right to figure out how are we going to get Dina back. But to go beyond and just to act out of a sense of nekama and to act in a way that wasn't with a height of integrity, that does not befit Klal Yisrael. So these are some of the lessons. Some of the deeper lessons that emerge.